Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to The Soul Connection on Blog Talk Radio. It's spirituality simplified, conversations on conscious living, featuring your hosts, Bettina Goodwin and Eric Cerrone.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Bettina. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Eric. I'm doing great. I'm hot, but I'm doing great.
hot in what way? You're warm?
Yes, temperature-wise. It's not the kind of thing I'd say about myself in the other respect, so.
Hot with a W? Yeah.
I should probably, I should probably explain that, but I had a busy morning, and I was out in and out all day, and I got home at about 3 o'clock, and I thought, I gotta mow the lawn. I have time for that, and we got this new lawnmower which I've never used before, so it's got it's one of those, that it drives itself.
Yeah.
So. So it's way more powerful than the old one. So it was me against the lawnmower, and I won.
Go humans.
Yeah. No, it just took a bit of getting used to, and there's a bag on it, which we didn't have before, so emptying that and stuff. So I got a little overheated in the temperature way, not in the I got mad or anything.
Yeah. My goodness. I know. Now there's like four – all these colloquialisms.
I know.
There's so many meanings to all these words now.
Exactly.
You're just stating a fact, and you're not trying to be, self-boasting. Yeah.
That's right. In the literal sense, I'm hot.
That's probably a good topic for a future show is how we talk to one another and how unspecific we are and how unliteral. We are in so much of our communication. It's something I've been noticing recently, and it's funny that you bring it up.
Well, if you ever watch Big Bang and you listen to Sheldon,
there you go.
They've got his character down to a T when it comes to you better be literal with him or else he's going to answer you in all sorts of, he'll take you on a wild goose chase, in other words. I think it's
okay. Yeah. I think it does have that's absolutely, it's hilarious, and that's probably why that show is just so incredibly popular. But I do think it has a lot of applications, in our relationships and in our ability to speak up for ourselves. And so often we shy away from saying exactly it is what we mean and how we feel and how to do it in a way that's, standing up for ourselves but also not being rude. I think it's definitely worth an exploration, and it kind of goes hand in hand with what I wanted to talk about today. I've had this show topic, as you well know, I've had it for maybe about 2 months, and we just haven't got around to it. If there's been current events or it just hasn't been something. But I feel really inspired. I'm really looking forward to today's show because I feel really inspired about doing this show today on relationships. I feel like talking about them, and I feel like. Exploring how they develop and what's a healthy relationship, and I just have just been in some conversation. Not only did I come up with this show topic, I don't know, 2 months ago, but it just keeps showing up for me in life, not only in my own life, but also in some friends' lives, it's in more than a couple places where it's just been a conversation that I've had, and I just feel like the show would do. It's just a timely time for it, and I'll let you interject before I continue, I guess.
No, go ahead. I'm totally interested in what you got there.
Terrific. Well, I wanted to play an audio clip. I believe I've mentioned Benjamin Smythe before on a previous broadcast, one of our hundreds of past broadcasts, and he's been somebody who I've really enjoyed. He's pretty. I think it's pretty fantastic. I think that like anybody who you read or you watch and stuff like that, it's great to take pieces from, and it's not good to swallow everything whole. But I do feel that on some topics, he just nails right on the head, and it really makes me think. And I love that, and that's what I think. That's kind of like my biggest short-term payoff. Like when I got into reading and going through books, and when I can come across an author where it's just, you know, you read a paragraph and there's just, you read a couple of paragraphs and there's a line in one of them and it just makes you stop. It just hits you and you're like, my goodness, that's a thought that I knew, but I never had before. It's like, I understood it, but I never had words. I never had the concept. I never had the phrase or the way to frame it. And I just love that about some speakers and some authors. And so I wanted to play a clip from him. What his kind of thing is that he has a whole host of hundreds of YouTube videos where he gets asked questions in his life, and he's kind of more on the spiritual side. And so he just reads this question, and then he answers it off the cuff, usually in about 5 to 12-minute videos. And I just want to play like a one-and-a-half-minute clip where he gets asked, what do you think makes a relationship work? And I've had these thoughts that he's about to express, and I just thought he just did it so well. And from being in relationships that are like this and being in relationships that are not like this, I can only vouch as much as I can for what he's saying, and maybe a new way that we could look at how to set up our relationships, both casual and romantic. So without any further introduction, I will continue with that.
Fantastic. I'm having an incredible relationship right now, so it's fun that this comes up because it's pretty easy for me to talk about. There's three things that I think are really important to a relationship. And it's all share what's happening here. There's this woman in my life, and we're together. And it's strange. So easy. We laugh all the time. We just laugh most of the time. It's very fun. Very simple. And I think it's because of these three things I'm going to talk about. One is that I don't have expectations for her. I don't expect her to do something she doesn't want to do. I don't expect her to be something she isn't. I don't expect her to have an experience of any kind other than the one she's having. And I don't expect her to know something she doesn't know or to want to know something she doesn't care about. The reason that's the case is because expectations are painful for me. It's absolutely selfish why I don't expect her to be any different than she is. And then I notice that I can see her because there's nothing in the way. There's not an expectation that blocks my experience of her. She's so funny.
So that's kind of the clip that I wanted to share. And it just, when I watched it, I was just like, wow, that's exactly when I feel best in relationship. And I'll let you respond to it.
Absolutely. Wow. That short little clip pretty much said it all. And, I was sort of thinking about my own relationship with Peter because that's my primary, I would say, it's the most intimate relationship, I guess, that I have. And, as he was going through all those different things, those three things, I have no expectation. I thought, yeah, that's exactly it. That's when we let each other be whoever we need to be, experience whatever we need to experience, and don't expect someone to be anything else than what they are in that moment. That's like the richest moments that you could spend with someone. And I think he's right that expectations do cause a lot of suffering. And, if you don't want to suffer, then drop them. But for me also, and maybe this goes hand in hand with what he's saying, But for me, creating a safe space is really, really important. Like having someone create a safe space for me and creating a safe space for someone else. And starting with creating a safe space for yourself. Because if you can't create a safe space for yourself and someone else creates a safe space for you, you're not going to be able to enter into that with all your vulnerability and your authenticity and be who you really are. So, but I think that is just another way of saying no expectations, no preconceived ideas about how someone should be and what the relationship should look like. The relationship is going to evolve and move on its own without anybody's help. And all we have to do is show up and go along for the ride. And that's, I think, when it's the most exciting and the most intimate and the most connecting.
Yeah. You you feel so free. I love that you bring up the idea of safe space. Because when it's established for you, you just feel so free. You feel like there won't be criticism. And I think, I don't know what's the ideal amount. As we're kids, we face a lot of criticism, not only from, our parents trying to mold our behaviors and values and things as they would like to see them, and also teachers and peers can be very critical of us. And I think that we just get so accustomed to it, and then this safe space is this absence of criticism. It's this acceptance of whatever you are, and it is not even just whatever you are, like on your best day in the best case scenario as a whole. It's whatever you are in this moment. It's whatever shade or angle of your personality that's playing out right now, and you're safe to be there. Now, of course, it doesn't give anybody license just to be mean and cruel, because as part of that relationship, we need to be striving to be the best selves that we can be. But that we're not going to face immediate consequence, if as we're figuring things out, as we're just honoring the present moment and being where we are. It's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
I just feel so loved in moments like that.
Yeah, and it's that love that allows us to examine and really look at, what that vulnerability is that we might be feeling. If it's, for instance, a situation where, you're being less than loving and you may be yelling or you may be blaming or accusing, and when the other person sits in that, with that safe space, open to you, and the love, you can feel the love just pouring out, it's very difficult to stay in that bad place. It really is, because that love makes you want to join that person in that loving space, if that makes sense. You want to join them there. You don't want to feel disconnected by being in this yucky place that you're in. And so when you feel that love from someone else just pouring out at you, you just want to fall into it. And it is like such an amazing feeling to be with someone who can do that for you.
Yeah, it's really a super important relationship skill when the other, or when yourself, when you can do it for your partner, when somebody's going through some upset, and you or they don't get drawn into it, don't get sucked into it, and just remain in a loving, acknowledging place, being a witness to you. And it's no different than, you are who you hang around with. And if in those moments your partner or you are the one who's strong and secure and loving and patient and kind and accepting, then it's not long before the other acquiesces to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think you can stay in a place of blame with someone who's just giving you love. You either leave the relationship or you meet them in that loving space. Either way. Because I think if you want to continue to go down the road of blame and criticism and whatever it is that's going on, you're not going to get what you want in a relationship where the other person isn't going to play that game with you. And so you do, I think, come to that crossroads where you either start to walk the same path as the other person, or you leave. I think it's pretty sad. And this is not, you know, I think people should understand, this is not specific to, for lack of a better word, romantic relationship. This is something that goes across the board and is applicable to any relationship that you have, including with your boss, right? Like, people don't think of that as a relationship, but it is. Every person that you come into contact with every day, you're in relationship with. You stop in the Tim Hortons in the morning to get your coffee, you're in relationship with that person that you're buying the coffee from. You go to work and you get on the phone with someone, a customer, a client, whatever, you're in relationship with that person. You get in your car and start driving on the highway with other people around you, you're in relationship with those people around you. I mean, it's very easy to sort of compartmentalize things and say, oh, well, no, that's not a relationship, I don't have to worry how I behave, but it is. You go on the internet and you start reading someone's posts and replying to them, you're in a relationship with that person. So being in a relationship with that person, especially on the internet where anonymity is a really big sort of screen to hide behind. If you go on the internet and you're posting on someone's status or whatever, and you're aware that you're in a relationship with that person, I think you might just rethink how you interact with them. There's a lot of people out there that are really brave on the internet and can say mean things to people. And the thing is, I don't think that they would do that. Well, maybe they would. I don't know. But I'm thinking, if you're with someone in person in a relationship, you don't want to treat them that way. So just to be aware that every interaction you have is a relationship. And it doesn't matter if it's the girl that gives you coffee at Tim Hortons or the person on the internet that you've never met. They're human beings. They are entitled to feel and be loved by anyone. And it's not a license to treat someone badly because you don't know them, or because that's still a relationship. It's no less of a relationship than with your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your kids or your mother or whatever. It's no different. It may be a shorter relationship. It may be a very situational relationship, not an ongoing one, but it's still a relationship. And I think that's something that is really important to remember.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And there's a phrase that really helped me understand just how important that is. Not only that, if you want to feel love, be loving. That's first and foremost. You know, if you're loving, you're going to feel the love. It's because you're creating it, you know. But the most important person in your life is the person who's right in front of you. You know, no matter who that person is. And the most important thing that you're doing in your life is the thing that you're doing right now. and to show up for those things at 100% and be the, you know, the best version of the highest vision you've had for yourself is, you know, really the best way to live. It's beautiful. It's fully showing up in your person for this life that you get to live. And so I totally agree when it's whether it's on the internet, whether it's people you service, people you meet, or whether you're a service person yourself and you know how nice it feels to be validated, to be seen. It's just the spreading of love and this whole idea, you know, world peace is not, it can't be legislated. It's an individual solution. You know, it's to make this world more loving. It's an individual solution. You can't mandate it. You can't make laws to tell people to be nicer to one another. You can't, honestly, you know what? Religion really hasn't all that worked all that well either. It's an individual solution. You know, it's not a collective, thing. It's not to be found there. I do want to go back to something you said, though, earlier about I loved the idea of safe space and taking this conversation there, but I also really loved, again, like we do so often here, using that mirror and looking at ourselves and understanding that we need to be able to create a safe space for ourselves, too. You know, how quickly does our ego, how quickly does our monkey mind jump in and criticize ourselves? You know, how often does that mind not honor where we are in this moment? You know, how often are we trying to think about ways that we want to be different, or we want to be different, or we want to be better, or we shouldn't be feeling like this, or that we're a victim and that circumstances should be better. So many times, you know, this isn't creating a safe space for ourselves, and it's not a place to love ourselves, which is really what this show is, you know, long arc is all about, is about bettering our relationship with ourselves. And if we can't create a safe and loving space for ourselves to feel free and to feel loved, we don't have a whole lot of hope to go out and manifest that into our environment.
Yeah, absolutely. It always starts with us. It always starts with, I mean, the most important relationship you will ever have in your life is the one with yourself. And every relationship that you have outside of yourself is a manifestation or a mirror image of what's going on inside you. If you don't feel, if you don't love yourself, if you don't feel valued, if you don't feel respected, you will not feel it from the outside world. It must start within you, because that's the only relationship that is important to you. Everything else will fall into place. It's really the only relationship that exists. Everything else is a manifestation of it. I mean, when you think about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's really true.
And you can't change other people, and you can't change your relationship with them without going inside and really looking at what your relationship is with yourself. Are you honoring yourself? Are you respecting yourself? Do you value yourself? Do you love yourself? Or do you feel guilt and shame, fear and anger? Do you have compassion for yourself? That's a big one. It always starts with ourselves.
I really do like how the word honor keeps coming up. Because I believe, you know, if there's a focus word, you know, for the show or for the topic, I really believe it is honor. And maybe we can go further into it on another show, but I really believe that it's that component of love is something that maybe isn't spent enough time on, isn't developed enough, you know, in mainstream culture. And before we get into the meditation to finish the show, I would just want to repeat the little clip, not from what he said, but to think about the points that they made and how it refers to, or how it has a relationship with honoring somebody else, and how the honoring of ourselves and other people really facilitates love. And so it was, I don't have expectations for her. I don't expect her to do anything she doesn't want to do. I don't expect her to be something that she isn't. I don't expect them to have an experience of any kind other than the one that they are having. And I don't expect them to know something that they don't know, or want to know something that they don't care about. I think if we can take those tenets into our relationships, I think that the results and the feedback that we'll get is going to be fantastic and very, very life-giving and very, very love-creating.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, those are simple yet so profound.
Yeah. Yeah. And it requires a lot less of you in a way. Yeah.
It's so much easier. So
yeah.
Much easier. Because, you know, it's a lot of work to try and make everybody have the experience you want or be what you want them to be, or just look inside at yourself and be the person that you want to be. So much easier to do it that way. Everything else will fall into place.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really a lot more attractive. We're down to our last couple of minutes, Bettina, and it'd be fantastic if you could finish off our show with a meditation.
I'd love to. Let's close our eyes and take a deep breath. And as you continue to breathe, create for yourself a place of your own making, wherever you want it to be, inside, outside, doesn't matter. But in this place, you feel safe and comfortable, protected, loved, and at peace. And as you stand in this place, and you breathe, relax. Experience the sights and the sounds, the smells and the touch, and maybe even the taste of everything around you. And as you breathe, relax even deeper into this space. This visualization, this creation, these things surrounding you are a good way to create, to learn to create for yourself that safe space so that you can be vulnerable, so that you can remove the armor of anger and express from your authentic self exactly what it is that you want to express. And when you do so, you will be met with compassion and love and caring and, yes, honor. People will honor your journey because you have taken the time to create that safe space in which you can be totally authentic, totally real, and have a voice that comes from love, and that you can always express yourself in that space. And when someone else provides a safe space for you, you will feel comfortable enough to walk into that safe space with them and share the deepest part of yourself that will allow you to feel connected, to have deeper meaning, to be intimate in a way that you may never know, have known before. This is true relationship. And that relationship begins right here in this safe space that you have created for yourself. And when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes and bring yourself back to the world.
That was great, Bettina. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, intimacy. It's a big reward from all of this, too. And who doesn't want more intimacy?
Exactly.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening this week. And we'll see you all again next.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on The Soul Connection. Eric Cerrone is a spiritual thinker, listener, and coach. To find out more about Eric, you can go to intelligentoasis.com. Bettina Goodwin is the creator of The Wise Man's Way. The Wise Man's Way, heart-centered living for the modern urban man. For information on products and services, including workshops, group meetings, and one-on-one counseling, please go to thewisemansway.ca. And for more information on living an authentic life, to learn more about Bettina's offerings as a spiritual counselor and Reiki master, please visit thesoulconnection.ca. Thank you for tuning in to The Soul Connection.